With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Miss Czech Slovak U.S. is a national cultural pageant to celebrate young women of Czech, Moravian, Silesian, and or Slovak descent. WXPR's Hannah Davis Reed talked to this year's winner from the North Woods.
Phillips, Wisconsin has deep connections to the Czech Republic. Each year they hold an annual Czech Slovak festival to celebrate their heritage, and in Sokol Park, the Lidice Memorial Monument commemorates the Nazi annihilation of a small Czech town in 1942. Many remaining survivors fled to Phillips, where they created the monument in 1944. Trinity Pesco, this year's queen of the Miss Czech Slovak U.S. national pageant, grew up in Phillips, surrounded by this culture. Pesco's Czech grandmother spent a lot of her time preserving the family traditions that meant so much to her.
It was only after she passed when I was in high school that I realized that, you know, someone needed to start keeping these traditions alive in her absence. And I also just realized just how special it was and what a gift it is to have somebody in your family who cares so much about your culture. And I didn't want to have that be lost for the future generations of my family. So I chose the year of 2023 to run for the Wisconsin Queen because that is when she would have turned 100 years old.
She explains that the Miss Czech Slovak U.S. pageant isn't a beauty pageant.
There's no swimsuit modeling. There's no judging on looks or anything of that nature. It's really about the young lady, their personality, and their involvement in honoring and preserving their heritage.
Contestants are judged in four categories. There's a private interview with judges, an on-stage interview, kroje, a traditional Czech outfit, modeling, and talent presentation. Winning the national competition is the culmination of years of practice and research for Pesco.
I feel a lot closer to my family. I feel a lot closer to my ancestors. And I really have a better sense of personal identity from learning about my heritage and all of the things, both genetically and culturally, that make me unique.
This year, she'll travel all over the country, attending events as the Queen of Miss Czech Slovak U.S. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis Reed.
Weinbretter Shoes has struck a development agreement with the city of Marshfield for a new $14.5 million factory in the Mill Creek Business Park. City Administrator Steve Barg says they're proud to continue their long-standing partnership with the company.
They really want to be here. They've got a dedicated workforce, and they like the community. And we're just really thrilled that they chose to continue to stay and grow right here in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Mayor Lois Testrake says they're proud to keep their American-crafted products home.
We're pretty excited about that we are the hub of Weinbrand and Shoes. Wow, that's a huge deal.
Barg says the company has long outgrown their current factory, which lacks comforts like air conditioning, which would force them to shut down some days for employee safety.
Truthfully, you get up around 90 degrees, and it gets to a point where it's really hard for people to work and in a safe environment in the building. They've had to close down, I think, some afternoons in the past in order to make sure that they're protecting everyone.
Mayor Testrake, a longtime Marshfield resident, says this sets the company and the city up for decades.
Weinbrenner has employed hundreds of folks over the years, and thankfully with this large investment and commitment to stay right here, we will be able to celebrate 100 more over the years.
Administrator Barg noted that Weinbrenner did solicit proposals from other communities as far away as Texas before settling on the Mill Creek Business Park site. Construction is expected to begin later this year with a grand opening towards the end of 2025. The new factory will create 35 additional jobs as well. A tribal leader and a conservationist urged state officials to reject plans to relocate part of an aging northern Wisconsin pipeline, warning that the threat of a catastrophic spill would still exist along the new route. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa sued in 2019 to force Enbridge to remove 12 miles of pipeline that crosses their reservation. Enbridge wants to reroute the pipeline around the reservation, but needs multiple government permits to do so. Bad River Chair Robert Blanchard told division officials during a public hearing on the question that the reroute would run adjacent to the reservation and any spill could still affect reservation waters for years to come. Other opponents, including representatives from the National Wildlife Federation and the Sierra Club, warned that the new route's construction could harm the environment by exacerbating erosion and runoff. They added the new route would leave scores of waterways vulnerable in a spill. Supporters countered that the reroute would create hundreds of jobs for state construction workers and engineers. Emily Pritzkow, executive director of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council, says the pipeline delivers energy across the region and there are no feasible alternatives to the reroute proposal. People from all over the state traveled to central Wisconsin to improve part of the iconic Ice Age Trail this week. Volunteers carved a walking path made with punch-ins and stepping stones in the Plover River segment of the Ice Age Trail to make the hike easier for visitors by covering wet and muddy spots and tree roots. Patrick Gleisner is Trail Operations Coordinator for the Ice Age Trail Alliance.
Because it's going to be easier to traverse. It's going to be more accessible for people who might have difficulty walking in unstable or muddy ground. In addition, it's just going to be a much more beautiful place to enjoy.
Those interested in volunteering in future trail improvement projects can check out the Ice Age Trail website for more information. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Starting next year, Michigan employers will need to pay workers over $12 an hour following a landmark state Supreme Court ruling. Crystal Blair reports the 4-3 decision reignites Michigan's 2018 ballot initiatives on minimum wage and paid sick leave.
The wage will be $10 per hour, plus an adjustment for inflation since 2018. The ruling should mean higher pay for over 800,000 workers in Michigan, including a 48% increase for tipped workers. Saru Jaraman with the advocacy group One Fair Wage says her organization has been working for more than a decade to see this change in Michigan.
By 2028, 1.2 million workers will get a raise, but it also means that Michigan becomes the first state in 40 years and the first state east of the Mississippi to end the subminimum wage for tipped workers, which is a direct legacy of slavery.
But the head of Michigan's Restaurant and Lodging Association called the court decision tone deaf. In a statement, Justin Winslow said 40% of full-service restaurants in Michigan are already unprofitable and predicted the decision could force more of them to close permanently, eliminating up to 60,000 jobs. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.